I think Pac-Man was a gentleman. When between scenes, we had fun talking to each other.
Pac-Man's a bad guy?
He didn't eat me ultimately, and I love him. I love him.
What is some alien life force sent down real-life video games to attack us?
Well, I think that everything that's old is new again, and people love that nostalgia, and this movie captures that nostalgia of the 80s.
God.
It was a short film that we saw on the internet that was incredible. Patrick Jean did that. It was about all these video games we loved from growing up, taking over New York City, and then we came up with the idea of guys who were great at playing these games getting called upon to defeat them as they tried to take over the world. And we just knew it would look awesome.
If we don't, the world ends.
I got some skills in these games. As it progressed and we got older and the new games came out, I can't say I'm good at any of that stuff. I'd like to be, but I got no time. But the old days, I was pretty good at that stuff.
I have my boys. They are video game fanatics. You know, I have to hide the Xbox every night. And I have to get their phones off them. And it's a kind of, I seem to spend my life kind of doing that. You know. Well, I'm trying to learn my lines for my work.
Everybody's trying to make everybody laugh nonstop, and you know, it was like summer camp. Honest to God, like best summer of my life.
I'm kidding. We are all gonna die. I'm just sorry.
Getting up in the morning and going to a hair and makeup trailer at 5 a.m. and watching a mullet get glued to Peter Dinklage's head was kind of the best thing I've ever done.
Eddie Plant, King of Donkey Kong.
My sweet little boy, look how big you've grown.
That's so sweet, he's so sweet.
You're a good boy.
Somebody kill this Swizzy!
I am pretty shocked how little kids all know Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. Like, it's not like a, what's that game? They're just like, oh yeah, that's Donkey Kong. It's pretty funny. Every generation still knows these games.